A survey conducted by Basic Needs in Mental Health has revealed that 6 out of 10 adults in Ghana develop some form of mental health after age 60. In order to tackle this, the NGO believes training of specialized health professionals and the creation of old age centers and health facilities across the region is paramount in addressing the issue. Executive Director of Basic Needs, Peter Yaro Brademak, said it is appropriate to involve communities and homes where mental health patients are mostly found. Here's a report by Rabna Paha and Emilia Aite.
The DEBA, which is a collaborative effort of Basic Needs, Mental Health Society of Ghana, and stakeholders in the health sector, seek to bring to the fore issues associated with mental health and older persons. Globally, World Health Mental Day is celebrated with a focus on providing health services and social care to older persons with mental disorders. Executive Director of Basic Needs, Peter Yaro Brademak, explained the rationale behind the DEBA and its influence on mental health.
As you are aging, so are your health needs, and not just physical health needs, but mental health needs. You are growing weaker, your strength is leaving you, your muscles or your response system, your body coordination is no more what it used to be. There's likelihood that you have just retired. You were not well prepared to retire. Have either felt that you wanted to do more, but time is up for you. Be suffering from menopause right to issues of dementia, and people don't understand these. So a lot goes on in the life of a person who is elderly. As people are elderly, so are their mental health problems. If we can implement the mental health law effectively, then we'll be addressing a very big part of the challenge of mental health.
A director of mental health at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital, Dr. Insia Anyetai, said overhauling and lack of infrastructure is an impediment to mental health. He called on government to make resources available for early interventions and treatment. Representatives from the Ghana Health Service, the Health Ministry, Parliamentary Select Committee on Health, and the Mental Health Foundation attended the DEBA.
Irabna Paha and Emilia Aite found that report.